Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joining Aaron Katursky this morning, who's been following this impeachment trial. Day two coming up today. What do you think we can expect, Aaron?
Well, the way the House managers have laid it out, I think today may be a constitutional procedural, a little bit of how the evidence that the managers laid out yesterday fits within the constitutional framework of impeachment. So this could be a rather detailed presentation. And they're specifically going to focus on Article 1, the abuse of power. And I think the idea is to give senators a better sense of the impeachment history that the House got when some constitutional professors testified before the Judiciary Committee.
Now, moving forward, the Democrats, the House still has some time here. Is there any time kind of in between the two opening arguments, or will it just go right from one to the other?
We really don't know. But the way the rules are laid out, after the each side delivers opening arguments, and we're not sure the president's side is going to take its full 24 hours. The president's lawyers say they're still sorting out their strategy, but the president had wanted a briefer presentation. Then the rules call for 16 hours of questions. That'll be broken up over a couple, 3 days, we expect. And those questions are submitted to the Chief Justice because, again, the senators aren't supposed to speak. And then after that, there could be a vote on whether to call any additional witnesses.
And does it appear the Democrats will take the full 24 hours for their openings?
It seems to be going that way. Yesterday was, I think, 7 hours and 42 minutes. So we expect another full day today and another on Friday. And, you know, the Democrats, I think, want to maximize as much time as possible to lay out a case that they say is overwhelming and damning, but clearly isn't convincing too many Republicans.
Have you been looking at all, maybe trying to read faces, not of the people speaking, but of the senators who are taking this all in? What kind of reaction are we getting?
You know, it's always tough to tell, but I think for the most part, it seems the senators on both sides are taking notes. They're paying attention. It does get a little fidgety, sitting there without speaking. This is not the normal the decorum for the senators. You know, when they vote, you see them milling around, chatting with one another. There's none of that. There's no phones. There's no electronics. We've seen a couple sneaking in a crossword puzzle or maybe even a nap, getting up and standing in the back or going outside to check their phone. Some have been taking advantage of the old water and milk rule that they're allowed to have only those beverages. One was seen, dunking some cookies in there, but we're not sure that's allowed. I think Rick Scott of Florida had a bag of sunflower seeds. Ben Sasse had a pouch of like chewing tobacco that he was asked to put away. So senators are doing what they can to pay attention. But I think for the most part, by and large, it seems that especially when the video clips are played in the chamber, the senators are paying attention.
All right. Aaron Katursky, following the impeachment trial. You have to be careful of those crunchy snacks, right? It brings more attention to yourself.
I don't think I've ever heard a chaw on the Senate floor either, though, but that's just what you have to resort to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.